Monday night sessions, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. And we welcome for a very special one-off show at huge expense, because it's the first time Jimmy ever bought coffee. And in fairness to him, that's our budget completely gone. We welcome Lenore. You're very welcome, lads.
How are you? Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you. So it's Declan and Jeremy and Tom and Dean. We're going to get chatting. We're looking forward to it. Thanks indeed. Before we start, thanks for coming up. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
Well, there's nobody else about. So we said we'll follow. I was actually thinking they mightn't make it, you know, because I thought with the, you know, the well and stuff like that. But we're glad you did, you know. So thanks very much. Been a busy 18 months.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, 18 months since we were here last. That's crazy.
We started it all off.
You were just super early in there.
But just before we got into a piece of music, did you think it would get this far?
I don't think you think about it a lot when you're in the middle of it, you know. I think you just... You
play on.
Everything rolls into each other and you're kind of like, oh my God, it's been, as we say, 18 months and you're looking back and maybe another 18 months we'll be saying the same thing, you know.
Aye, well, that's good. Long may it last. Right, we're going to go straight into music, aren't we? So first up for us tonight.
Yeah, we'll do a... We'll just do a wee bit of Dublin the Rare All Time, sure.
Oh, class.
Raised in songs and stories, heroes of it now, those passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses and the haunting children's rhymes that once was part of Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, pass a light to glide. I remember Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and laid in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that failed to progress, my trade's a memory. I couldn't Peggy Dignam as pretty as you please, a gentle child of Mary from rebel liberty. With skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. The pillar and the mill are gone, and the royal long since pulled down, like
the grey and yielding concrete makes a city of my town. Fare thee well, sweet Donnelly, I can no longer stay. And once the new glass cages, they spring up along the quay, my mind's too full of memories. I'm too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the railroad time. Ring a ring, Rosie, as the light bright. I remember Dublin settled in the railroad time. Ring a ring, Rosie, as the light climbs. I remember Dublin settled in the railroad time. I remember Dublin settled in the
on another level, absolutely amazing. Dermot, I'm going to stay with you just for a second.
Yeah.
The album, what you have done is have brought a thing that I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's old songs being reborn or revisited and taken out.
Yeah.
You mixed and done all that album yourself.
Yeah.
And was that a process?
I do the nerdy end of it, and then it's a group effort.
Right.
Dean does harmonies, him and Declan do a lot of the musical arranging, and then it's kind of a group effort in terms of the overall arranging, you could probably say, lads. Is that fair to say? Mm-hmm. Anything then that involves putting on the wee spectacles and being real nerdy, I love all that. So, yeah.
Because it's a good job you have that skill, then it helps you out.
I don't know if it's a skill, but it's just...
it's a skill, right? Let me tell you.
Try it and hope it works out.
You watch me, the way I operate here, you know, right? It's a skill.
I'm inspired. I am inspired.
But come here, do you see when, you know, there's the rare old times, an old traditional song, beautiful song it is.
Mm.
Do you find a newer audience, a younger audience, sort of coming on to them songs? Do you notice them at your gigs or stuff? Do you know?
Well, we were in a venue called Arnmore in Glasgow last weekend.
Right.
We did the weekend in it, and all these young people, and they're all there. Was it Saturday, the first gig? We played the Sunday as well. And the Saturday night was bananas.
No.
Like, people, we're all very young, as you can tell. Like, people as young as us. And them going mental for these old songs. Absolutely crazy.
And they wouldn't have really heard. I think it's brilliant. I really, really do. Because it's something that I've always... And you know, sometimes you go back and if you're on Spotify or you pick up albums, you go through stuff and you go, just haven't heard that song in years. And there's a mountain of songs out there that are going to disappear through time. But, you know, you've brought them together. Was that a challenge? Picking, what many songs on the album? 12, was it?
12, yeah.
Was it a challenge to pick
songs? Do you know what? The first album's probably... It's easy, you know, because you've...
Right.
All the ones that everyone just knows off the top of their head. You're like, we love them as well, and you pick them. Building the show was probably a more challenging thing to do in that respect.
Uh-huh.
I got Tom, we call him like the music historian. He's got a ridiculous knowledge of Irish music, especially old. I don't even know. Did you waste your childhood or what? Where did you get that out of? But he really did. Like, he has found some really great songs. We have a couple on the back burner that we haven't just had the time to sit down and try and flesh out and see can it be made. You know,
where would you go for that reference, Tom? Do you have old music at home, or you know?
Yeah, well, my father was a musician, so
so
that was always old.
You'd have grown up that style
of old music than I did to current music, you know.
I think that's where I might have got my love for older songs because it was played in the house, maybe, and that's maybe what's wrong. Maybe with young people now, they're not getting that, you know.
And I'm the youngest of six, so my older brothers had old music as well. So
there's a great appetite for it at the moment.
Yeah, there is, and it's great to see it. You know, the folk scene seems to be really taking off.
Yes, it's really good, because we see it here in Monday night after Monday night. Mm. Folk and trad are just really, really great at getting on. Long may it continue, you know. Mm-hmm. The turn, the first gig was the Baller. Mm-hmm. That was it.
April 16th, last year.
And then it went on, it just exploded then, didn't it? Because I remember we were sitting in, and was it Dan Greenan or the Baller again, Jimmy? The Baller. And Jimmy said to me, "What do you see? You just put on one or two nights." And we sat, I kept refreshing the tablets, you know, and it kept, the seats just kept, I never seen anything like it. You know, the lineup of the Baller, the seats all were all gone in like 10 or 15 minutes, even less.
Yeah.
That was some feeling.
That was great. We kind of, we were blessed, you know, we came out of the gates kind of swinging hard, but I don't know if it was up to us. It just happened that way, you know. We really so lucky to have that kind of immediate.
But just for people that aren't too familiar with the originality of the group, you all knew one another because you're all artists in your own respective way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sort of during lockdown, during COVID, was it, that you came together?
Yeah, it was late July of 2020. So we got together then and we were just saying, you know, we went from having all these gigs to kind of sitting at home and everyone was bored. So we just got together and we thought, let's pick a nice Irish song. And we got together after, you remember, you could like travel a certain distance to each other's houses or whatever. So we did that and it took a couple of weeks to put the song and the video together. And then I want to say it was September by the time we got the whole thing released. And like September 20-something. And I'll never forget it. Like, it was uploaded, I think, at 4:30 on that. It was a Thursday, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work in the Sandhouse Hotel and the boys were texting like the whole evening, like, oh my God, like, look what's happening. I didn't get to see my phone for a couple of hours.
Wow.
I was serving someone their dinner in the restaurant upstairs and the man at the table was showing his wife our video and he was like, look at this, these guys. And I was like,
they didn't know it was you.
I was like, that's me and my friends.
Ah, did you?
Yeah, there's your chicken.
Yeah. And it's not cooked,
yeah.
So we did.
Yeah. Really, it was good. So crazy. Yeah.
We weren't good friends.
Oh, that's me and my enemies.
But the old triangle then, like, it went on YouTube, the video for it, and it was like over 3 million.
Mm. It was caught by a group or a channel, a page on Facebook that's now gone. I don't know, the guy running the page, it was like an Irish Dublin page called L16 Army. And so he took our video. It had reached about 1 million views between all the platforms. He took it and it went mental. Like, his thing, I think, got the other 2.5.
Wow.
No idea. Like, there was no plan. There was no such thing as a knower. It was just kind of whatever, what do you call it, lightning in a bottle or whatever that phrase is, you know.
When, how did you all know one another prior to this? How did that connection come to get four of you to jail?
Myself and Dean were playing together.
Okay.
Tom and Declan were playing together. As I was coming into secondary school, the lads had just finished their Leaving Cert, so there's a big age difference between us, you know. So
I was going to say that.
I didn't really know them that well before this, you know.
You must have been held back for a couple of years.
I was actually older than them, but I was kept back.
You must have been held back for a
while. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we knew each other just from, like, Donegal music scene, you know. So, yeah, I actually don't really remember what the thing was of getting everybody together, why the four of us, you know.
Very good. Will you play a request for Colette Carolyn Castlefun, O'Noor's biggest fan? From all in Ballyholy, Colette taught in St. Savins and travels worldwide to see them.
That's not an exaggeration.
Eh?
No.
She's been to Chicago. She's been to Scotland.
Did she go to London? I don't know.
No, I don't think she made it to London. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the sign of a true fan. Yeah.
Carrie, she's been everywhere. She's been
loads of places.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you find a lot of people are comedy gigs that you get to know now?
Yeah, oh my God. Like, this isn't exactly what they say. Like, are they on like 28 shows or something? Yeah. So we've probably done what? 100 shows maybe? They've been like, 30% of them.
Listen to you lads in Cove. Not much happened in Cove, is it? It was great to see you last June in Cork, and we can't wait to see you in February again. That's from Jen in Cove. Thanks, Jen, for getting in touch.
Thank you so much.
Why don't you get the glasses on, Jimmy? I can't see you.
We're not just saying this because Jimmy's here, but the Cork audience is probably the closest thing to a home audience.
They're very careful.
They really are. We've had a couple of absolute cracking nights in Cork. Mm. You know? Oh, my God, yeah. Bantry's absolutely amazing. Yeah.
That's about the good thing you said about Cork. It's lovely. You happy enough, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Right, Sarah Northern, it's my birthday. Can Onor sing any song? Of course they will. They will sing it for your birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday to you.
Do you hear me coming on there?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You probably did not know.
Dean, what kind of harmony was that? Happy birthday, Sarah. Thank you for tuning in.
Anne-Marie Sweeney says, class, these guys are just amazing. Jackie McHusker said, amazing group. Alistair Hay, these guys represent the best of this incredible county of music. Absolutely.
Totally. Thank you so much, Alistair.
And Bernie Doherty says, next level stuff. Just gorgeous. You're right, Bernie, that's right. Tom Buller, what fantastic voices and music. It's mesmerizing. And Sally said, brilliant. Margaret said, beautiful lads. Colette Carlin said, delighted to see my favourite band on Highland Radio again. Looking forward to the Alliance Band at the end of the month, onwards and upwards. So well done. To keep them coming on this, 086-6025,000. And if you want to text on a song request, I do that. Let me know. Maybe me one they don't know. But hopefully, no. We're going to take a quick commercial break, okay? We'll be right back with more music. Don't go away. Welcome back. Just gone 8:30 on a Monday night. Rather cold one, wet Monday night if you're out and about. Please, as we said to you before, there is a weather warning out there. But listen, if you're sitting and you're lucky enough, you're in good company tonight because we're delighted to see we're joined by Onor. And they are going to perform for us a few more songs. How do you find the Irish music scene at the minute?
Oh my God, alive and kicking. It is so vibrant everywhere you go. And we love going to shows as much as we love performing at them, you know. There's so much talent out there. You know, great. I don't know if it's the internet or what, but
we see it here. We're bookings right on the end of January, February, and we stop at that, you know.
Yeah.
And we're overwhelmed with what class and of style and, you know, the professionalism of these young people coming up, and older people too, mm-hmm. like yourselves. Mm-hmm. But but you know what I'm saying? It is great, and it's in a great place in Long Mid Last.
Absolutely.
Jeremy, you're going to do three for us now.
Have we the stamina for three?
Have you? I'll sing Happy Birthday
to Sarah. Yeah.
If you need doo-wahs, just let me know.
We're going to start tomorrow night. Actually, we're gracing the television tomorrow night.
Are you?
Yeah, we went down there in June to the INEC in Killarney, and we joined Daniel to record an episode for a show.
So Opry Daniel.
Opry Daniel. Yeah.
Oh, well done.
So we're going to do the song. One of the songs we did, I think, three or four with them. We'll do one of them that we did with them. You know. We're biased because we're all from Donegal, but we were there the whole day and a half or whatever. Daniel had what, like 3 or 4 days of working and recording. The man is where he is. He's a credit. Absolutely. He has. I don't know if there's anybody in any music business ever that has a better work ethic. Mm. It is crazy how hard of a worker he is. Mm. You know, the rest of us were like, I'd love a wee cup of tea, and he's still going. And so we're going to do a song we did with Daniel. This is Home to Donegal.
Oh, brilliant.
The lights of London are far behind. Thoughts of my homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar faces come into view. I can see home now. Soon I will see you. I'll talk to the old folks, 'cause they're getting on. Treat them to late nights and sing a few songs. Talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter. My feet may wander a
take a walk down to St. Mary, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone and hope they're proud of the wandering sun. This is
Thank you so much.
That'll be on TG Cahir.
It's on TG Cahir, yes. It's on TG Cahir at 9 bells, lads. Is it or 8 bells or some bells some in the bells. Afternoon?
9:30, I think.
9:30. 9:30 bells. The next song we're going to do, we've just added this in relatively recently into the show. This kind of goes back to what you said in the beginning, Paul. Somebody, I'm not sure, was it you maybe, Dean, found this tune somewhere. It's an old, I believe, Scottish song. And Luke Kelly did a version of this song. But we wanted to kind of be true to the original, and we went with the very kind of Scottish lyrics. Now, we thought everyone would know what we're on about last weekend in Scotland with this, and even they don't know what these lyrics are saying. This is a beautiful, beautiful song. This is called Dainty Davy.
My own dear dainty Davy.
Not a lot of people seem to know that song. It has had a resurgence lately amongst a lot of folk artists are singing it, but a lot of people never really seem to catch that. No. Maybe, am I wrong, Tom? Was it really famous with Luke Kelly, and I'm just totally lying here?
It was on Luke Kelly's Greatest Hits.
Volume 2.
No, not Greatest
but
Hits.
Do you know what? I actually once heard that people would skip that song. Yeah.
I never heard it before, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, no, we really love it. It's, we're going to actually... We're going to do another Scottish song for you now.
Brilliant.
This must be like Scottish Night or something, I don't know.
That's of our system.
Yeah. Right, let's see now. Yeah, that'll do. It's the key of F, if anyone wants to sing at home.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme goes around the blooming heather. Will he go, lassie? Yes, we'll all go together to the wild mountains high, all around the blue heather. Will he go, lassie, go? If my true love, she were gone, I would surely find another to blow a mountain high, all around the blue heather. Will he go,
mountains high, all around the blue heather, will he go, lassie go? I would build my love above, neath your pure crystal fountain, and around I would see with all the flowers on the mountain. Will he go, lassie go? Yes, we'll all together to the wild mountains high, all around the blue nether. Will he go, lassie go? Yes, we'll all together to the
absolutely amazing. If you just tuned in, we are live this evening. Delighted to see John in studio, our Honor. We have loads more to talk about. We have loads of requests. Keep them coming in. 086-6025-000. We'll get them after this break. Don't go away. Yeah, welcome back. Monday Night Sessions. Very special night tonight. Honor performing live for us here in studio. And I have to say, absolutely amazing. Loads of requests coming in. Will you play? Oh, we've done that one. Hi, Jimmy and Paul. What a band. Delighted to hear them live on your show again, where it all began for them. Oh, they sound amazing. Hope to hear them live again soon. Where are they playing? It's from Ailing. Ailing, I'll give you a rough guess. I'll give you a rough insight. Locally, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, lads, or not, but they're playing in the Alley Theatre in Strabane on the 29th of this month, so Friday night. Sunday, the 8th of December, they're in the Clanree for a Christmas special. Thursday, the 12th of December, in the Radisson Blue in Sligo. Wednesday, the 18th, it's a Christmas special in the Abbey Arts Centre in Ballyshannon. Thursday, the 19th of December, and 2 nights in Ballyshannon.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And Thursday, 21st of December, they're playing in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. Friday, the 17th of January, the Social in Gador. Friday, March the 7th, Millennium in Derry. And Friday, May, I know it's sounding far, they're back in Angreenan in Letterkenny. But you're playing loads of gigs in between that as well.
We also have... the only gig we're doing after Christmas, in Christmas week, is in Cavan, in Hotel Kilmore.
Oh, very good.
And I think out of... This sounds really egotistical now, but may as well say it. In case people are looking for tickets, the only two shows out of what you listed that have any tickets left are Sligo in the Radisson Blue and the Cavan gig.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
And where can tickets be got?
What's that?
Where can people get tickets?
Tickets can be got on our link tree in our social media bios or on Eventbrite. If you just search Anor, them shows will come up.
Okay. Tell Tom and the boys hello from Tommy in Glasgow. And can we have Home to Donegal? Well, there you go. We've already done that. So thank you very much indeed. Janet and Norma here, they're listening in Cove. They said they're your grippies.
Woo!
Say hello to Tom and Dean's boys. That?
The kids?
Kids, yeah, must be.
Have you gone again?
Not together.
Yeah.
Who's that? It doesn't say.
Maybe you don't want to know.
It doesn't say. But we can get you the text number and you can ring them or on. Class boys, well done.
Over to Somalia or somewhere to look after.
Glasgow Saturday night was superb. Loved it. Can't wait to see you again. And Tom Buller, looking forward to Boston.
Hiya, Tom.
Boston, a big...
Yeah, we're heading there. We're doing our second tour in the States in March. We do March 8th. So the night after we do Derry, we fly to Boston on the 8th. Wow. And we fly out of Philly on the 23rd.
That's Philadelphia. Yes. Anybody's never been there. It's international now. You see, then on to LA. We saw the lads in the Ashdown at the weekend. Where's that, the Ashdown?
The Arklow Bay.
Oh, yes, yes. Absolutely fantastic. And already booked in to see them again. Just amazing. Roll on the Late Late Show experience. Are you doing a little? You can't say?
We just... What would the word be, lads?
Can't say because we're not on.
We harass our audiences to send their photographs and videos to the programming director on the Late Late Show.
Right.
Yeah.
Bluff
them all.
And tell me, he's on the Late Late Show.
We're blocked from contacting their switchboard, Paul.
No way.
Hello, this is an orb. Boom.
Yeah. They have an email back, which is kind of scary.
Literally, we have an email. We should actually frame that, and it's more or less like your email has been blocked.
Hang on here, I'm not
sure. Persistence, that's all you need in life.
No, give me a second here. Hello, Paddy. Can you do me another one? Can you get them boys on? Four boys from Donegal. Thanks, Paddy.
If you get off the phone, well, happy days.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be on the Late Late Show. You know what I mean? Absolutely not.
We have the four outfits pressed and ready to put on us. Like, talk about manifesting.
Very good, very good. Well, that's good. You were there. Hey, love you guys. Saw your gig at the Ardoan at the weekend. Fabulous. And Annette O'Donoghue says, hi from Annette. And Kate McSweeney and...
Castle Island,
County Kerry.
Two weeks ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right,
we were actually supposed to send Annette a birthday message and we recorded it and everything, and I forgot to send it. Happy birthday, Annette.
Not the counter.
See, in fairness, there's a lot of Irish stars that you can just say, we wouldn't do wee video from me, ma, or something like that. No problem at all. But no, hey, as soon as you hit the big time, that's end it.
Yeah. We actually did it. I forgot to send it.
What did you? Yeah. Annette, that means you didn't do it at all. Right. Tomorrow, TG Cahar at 9:30, and Dee said it's set to record. And Anthony Family says, great concert in Glasgow. We wish many more for you. That's from Mary and Tony. And Hannah Cass said, there's those amazing harmonies. What fantastic singers. Charlotte McGee, Fabulous Anore, you are up there with the best. Darren Boot Music, you probably don't know him. But he said, you're sounding class, lads. Tom just fell out of a McGee's catalogue. If ever I heard bitching Tom Hassett there, I am telling you now. But a jealousy here, isn't it?
Who's that?
Some young one needs a bit. Darren Boot Music. And if he's up here times, wouldn't he? You wouldn't think he McGee's.
Man, two kids.
He doesn't
believe. Congrats.
Good man. We're only joking, Darren. You're a good man. Thomas McGowan, we saw you in Skintown. Skintown?
In the Skintown.
Skintown?
Are you serious?
It's a bit gross, really.
It is.
Absolutely. It is, isn't it? What do you just think? Like Bob with a knife come out and slit your throat or something, don't you?
Whoa.
Funny. Whoa. Skintown? No, stick to you in a skill.
Yeah.
Saw you in a skill. Jesus, where am I now? Absolutely superb. Avatar. I'm lost in what you say. Is that the right show, Jimmy? That's not David James' show. It's opening room for... great Sweet 16 Fields of France. Sweet 16, the Green Fields of France. See, when you send in text, you wouldn't put in an odd comma.
Punctuation, people.
Too many songs to choose from. All amazing. Absolutely, Thomas, you're right. And Nancy Blank, love your version of Wagon Wheel. Would love to hear it pretty, please.
We'd love to hear it. We actually remember one time in a show.
Did you do Wagon Wheel?
Somebody was checking up country song requests. We're like, this isn't a country show. I think we gave them like 4 lines of it and then we had to stop.
Sorry, Nancy, not tonight.
But thank you for coming to the show, Nancy.
What have we got? The Lennon Festival in Remelton said, can't wait to see the lads in Remelton in July for the festival.
That's right.
The lads have said they didn't know where they were booked. I'm only joking. And Breda Key said, my favourite lads, amazing voices. Sinead Black Music, hello Sinead. What a great combination on a Monday night. Jimmy and Paul and four other fellas. Oh, and Orr. Sorry. listening to you from Newcastle upon Tyne. Big thanks to the lad for the videos. That's for the video during the week from Newlyweds, John and Zoe, and Ava says hi.
Congrats, guys. Yeah, hope you're well.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? That's great. Right, so we're going to go on to another song now. What's this next one you're going to do?
Well,
loads more to talk about.
We'll let you pick. Do you just want Tom?
Wagon Wheel.
Okay, cool.
No, do not.
Do you want Tom to sing Sweet 16 or do you want to hear On Air Rivers Run Free?
Just a hard one, Nick. Tom's not a bad singer. We do the two of them.
You want them both, right? Start with Sweet 16 and then.
Yeah, you're getting full value here tonight, folks, I'll tell you. This is An Hour live on Highland Radio on a Monday night.
Cool.
I can sing here if you want to.
When you were sweet.
16. Yeah. Amazing, lads. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much. Do you want us to do On Air Rivers? We actually got the chance to sing On Air Rivers for Mickey McConnell from Enniskillen, who wrote it. And he lives in, name of the place, Tom, every name.
Ballybunion
in Kerry now. And we were supposed to sing it together. And when he came to rehearsals, he says, "I'm not singing it with you." And we were like, "Oh, crikey." And we performed it that night, and he got up on stage. And I suppose he wasn't going to say anything bad about it, but he said, "Lads," in front of the audience, whatever it's been 40-something years since he wrote it, he said the lads from Donegal, the version that they made, his favourite rendition that anyone's put out in them 40-odd years.
Well done.
So we were like, well, no pressure to do that.
No.
This was our first release of this year. We made a music video in Inver here in Donegal. Mm-hmm. This is Mickey McConnell's Only a Rivers Run Free.
Good vocals, absolutely. Everybody, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. What a way to spend a Monday night, just sitting here being entertained. Brilliant, thank you very much indeed. Tom, if I can go back to yourself there, tell us a bit about the American tour that's coming up.
The American tour, we just, when we came back from the festivals, we said, be lovely to go back in the winter time, you know, and do a few indoor gigs in the theatres. So we used the connections that we made in the summertime, and we got back to some of the festival organisers, and they're helping us build this mini tour of 2 weeks, and we're doing Boston, Chicago, Iowa, New York, and Philadelphia.
Great. So, and tickets will be available. You'll let people know when they can get
Yeah, well, the first one's already on sale, the Boston show in the Irish Cultural Centre in Boston.
When's that?
It's
the 9th of March.
Well, that'll fly in.
It's already on sale on Eventbrite there, so...
Good stuff. And for more information, you can go to onormusic.com. You get all the information you want there. What about, I guess, going down on a world tour, or I guess... What's the plan then?
Do you see if folks will have us? We'll be there. Doesn't matter where.
So
yeah. Around Ireland first.
Yes. If you're listening, Mr. Putin. These voices are available.
Yeah. Do you know what? We've been so, as Dean's saying, like we've literally been up and down and up and down the country and up and down. Mm. So anything like the States and all that we get to do and heading to Scotland, England, it's those are the lovely like cherries on top.
How do you find the audiences when you travel? I know the Irish audience is separate, but what about the English and the?
The English shows were very different, I thought.
There was
definitely a different vibe, but there was obviously a lot of Irish people there. But a lot of people, and particularly in London, there was a lot of people that hadn't seen each other for years. So there was a lovely vibe, and they all stayed about afterwards for a good 2 hours or more, having drinks and seeing people they hadn't seen in years. People that our parents had been to school with and stuff as well. It was really nice.
Brilliant. And what about Europe? Have you played much on Europe?
No, we've had a few inquiries now for 25, 26, so... We were that focused on the States last year. We kind of had blinders on for that, you know. So, we haven't.
Was a great energy coming from that the American audience, like.
Oh my God! Yeah, and it's like Dean saying about audiences. Then you go to America, and it's so different again. You know, it's so different. The festivals out there are insane, like insane.
It's like Paddy's Day on steroids.
How many was in Milwaukee, Tom? Did you say how many tickets they sell?
Yeah, I think they told me they sell around 800 to 1 million.
Yeah.
800,000 to 1 million tickets.
Jeez.
Over the whole course of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Their attendance is like, whatever, a couple hundred thousand on average or something. But that guy who dropped us in that day in the car was like, they sold 800,000 tickets.
Jeez, God.
How the hell they do that, I don't know.
Well, fair play to them. Your own music, writing, you wrote a couple of songs on the album. And there's many originals in the album.
Do you know what? We actually released their first original after the album was out. So, we were actually asked to write a song for going on RTE down in Cork. So it was like 3 weeks until the show was. They wanted original Irish artists for their St. Patrick's Day special. And we had to write a song on spec to go down to RTE and sing it. So we actually ended up liking the song and we actually put it out.
Yeah, you ended up liking it.
Yeah, anyone who writes a song out there, you know, it's like you're sitting there writing the thing and you're like, I hate this and I hate myself and I hate everything about it.
We had to learn it. That was fun too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You had to
what? We'd learn it. Yeah.
Three of us were trying to learn it the night before in the hotel before we went on to do it on.
Yeah, that's right.
Had you got a topic like for the song or what way was it? Did you do it? You know what?
We actually was it you, Tom? You came up with the first lyrics for it and all. So it was kind of centered around the current thing of folks immigrating again. You know, for a while it seemed like people were coming back home, but
they're away again.
You know, so out of that, one of the lads had a lovely idea for a music video that if you put out like a casting call to all the folks that are away and send a little photograph or a video or a selfie of where you are in the world.
Yeah.
And we created a music video out of a montage of about 80 photographs and videos. Half of Ireland is in Sydney. You know, I remember like 2010, it was like mass exodus.
That's right.
People came home and it seems to be people are heading off again.
You're still taking Australia then too.
Please God, there seems to be brilliant crowds down there with friends who have went and done it and it looks amazing.
That's good. Trudy O'Donnell's with us here, and Trudy has a question. Don't forget, it's my show.
Don't worry, it's not extremely musical, but it's a really, really important question, and I'm sure a lot of other people are wondering the same thing. Have you any Christmas songs that you plan on releasing or performing over the next few weeks?
That's what I was going to ask.
Because there's so many Christmas songs that I can just hear you performing. And I think over the next few weeks, it'll be fantastic. And
yeah.
Sound Man has a version of Dean's O Holy Night.
Oh, that's rare.
Were we releasing that?
Surprise!
That's a very good question, really, because there would be there's plenty of Christmas songs.
Yeah,
would you be putting on Christmas songs on your shows coming up to you?
Yes, absolutely in the shows. I think to do, like to record them and stuff, we actually spoke with this months ago, like if you say release an album and you release in December and you put, say, three Christmas songs on it, it's July and someone has it on shuffle on Spotify and next thing it's, have all the you know, so you need to like, it has to be a full album if you're, yeah. But the show's absolutely, probably favourite moment of the whole show last Christmas was Oh Holy Night for me anyway. It was class.
Oh Holy Night?
Yeah. Dean's not a very humble person, but he is humble at times and he'd be humble now, but no, it wasn't great. It's class. It's class. There, Jimmy said it. Jimmy was at the show.
Goosebumps. Yeah. That was Goosebumps.
It's not too early for Christmas songs, you know?
We tested the waters in, where were we? Arklow Bay in Wicklow. And didn't, no, nobody wanted.
Could we do a Christmas song tonight? No, it's too early.
No, they don't want me.
Tom!
Let's do it. Says me, you put up my Christmas tree last night.
You put it up where?
Last night, yeah. The kids wanted it up, so we put it up.
And then Roisin didn't want it up, so you forced her.
Tell Tom, hi Paul, can you tell Tom to sing The Town I Love So Well, please?
Oh Christ.
What was that, Tom?
That'll take you to the end of the show.
That's dead on. No. Where are we, Jimmy O'Pear?
The last one.
To answer your question, Trudy, there will be Christmas songs in the show, but we hadn't planned on releasing one beforehand.
We did release Blue, Germans one last year. Blue Christmas.
But did we release that last year?
But attention. Just ended the radio, yeah. We didn't.
But attention here. I can feel it in the air. Going to be a bust up. Kitty Harvey said, Tom, say happy birthday to Niamh, a big 16th from Mount Charles.
Happy birthday, Niamh.
And enjoy your day and have a great time.
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Aye, very good. Right, we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to come back with another song. What would it be? Wagon Wheel or Oh Holy Night?
Whatever you want, aye.
Aye.
The town I love, so Wagon Wheel.
On the way, don't go away. Yes, the 23 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Monday night, and we have had the company of Honor, and they've been singing tracks from their current album. Any plans for another album?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of toyed with the idea. We record every show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking about doing a live album. We were initially, it was for Christmas time, but we didn't want to rush it then, you know. We'd loved about a live album because the videos and all that, we love making them, but that live show, it's very hard to capture the essence of it by watching a video you create, you know.
I know what you mean.
A live album's definitely on the cards. A goal of ours would be to, the next album, studio album, we'd love to have, like, if not 50%, more than 50% of our own songs on it. You know, if it's another 12-track album, at least six, if not more, have to be original because... You know, if please God, touch wood, there'll be longevity in this for us for as long as we possibly can. But that seems that it's dependent on writing good music.
What way does your songwriting work? You know, is it one or two? What way do you combine?
It's a disaster. Yeah, the first time we did it, as I was saying, we were on spec for RTE, like to write the song. We had 3 weeks and like 2.5 weeks of just staring at each other in the studio. You know, and then we ended up splitting up into teams. So the two lads, super musical, and then myself and Tom went away and started working with lyrics. And then we came back together, and thank God that worked.
That's good.
So we'll probably start there next time. We think it worked anyway.
Declan and Dean can be very intimidating in the studio.
Shouting at you.
You don't look like a soft touch now, Tom. Charles Youngblood, listening from Louisiana in the USA.
Thank you, Charles.
Fabulous.
Here's a nice one.
Anya Daly. I went out for a walk to get peace to listen to the show, walking around Bone Cranner singing away.
Ah, lovely. Thank you, Anya.
Glad, isn't it? Patrick Morrison. Patrick said, amazing. Seen them in the Millennium Forum and can't wait to see them again. Tissues at the ready. Oh, is that the kind of reaction you get from there?
That Millennium Forum, that first night, was... Poof, it was crazy.
Powerful.
Like, yeah. Tom doing Derry's kind of anthem that night. It felt like a tidal wave of screaming afterwards.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Some feeling that, but isn't it?
Yeah, you're standing there and you feel 10 feet tall.
I know.
And then the show ends and you're packing up your own gear. You know? I know. You're instantly like 6 foot again. You're like, ah. Yeah.
Reality check.
Yeah.
What's your kind of, before a show goes on, obviously, you're nervous or whatever. Do you have a routine as a group? Or? Springsteen brings the boys all together, big hug, you know.
It's usually, this isn't a joke.
He's barely not talking at
it's
all.
It's usually like Uber Eats and a siege of goujons and chips. And,
right.
Yeah. Well, we do, like, we would look after ourselves. I think the fact the show is so, like, vocally intense, you can't be out screaming and roaring. And apart from having terrible diets at times, we're pretty low maintenance guys, you know.
Yeah. Play requests for Maria and Roisin, Siobhan, Aisling and Roisin. We certainly will.
Who are they?
who are they? Yeah.
That's our better halves.
Oh, just keep them with them.
Rumour has it they've started their own group.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Please play a request for Jackie Reid and Val Maffey. He's a big fan of Anours. And he's been to over 40 shows.
He has.
And he features in our Sweet 16 video.
He does.
Excellent stuff. And Pauline Crothers said, how about coming to the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn?
Where's that, Paul?
The Island Arts Centre in Lisburn.
Oh,
it's a great venue.
Is it a great venue?
It's an amazing venue. Great venue, which would suit you well. So there you go.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll definitely look into that.
And Jonathan McCord said, the new Celtic Thunder. All the best for the future from this group of lads. And Yvonne Winnie Connolly said, went to the gigs in Limerick. They're just fantastic. Ask them about the woman that made them laugh at those shows.
Exhaust? Woman. No, it's Mammy.
Hashtag Mammy.
Is that what she says? Yeah. There was this, like, where were we first? In Dolan's.
Dolan's.
Now, if she's listening, she'll be like, that's not the real story. But I forget even how it happened, but she was, like, shouting down something about being our mammy in the middle of Dolan's, and this went on the whole evening. And then where were we there a couple of weeks ago? Go on ahead, you might know better.
I think when somebody shouts a compliment at you, you always say, hello, mammy.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
That means, so I must have called her mammy, and then she was kept shouting mammy for the whole show. We're in the Lime Tree Theatre about 3 weeks ago, and out of the darkness, it's like, it's your mommy. And I was like, are you that same woman from Dolan 6 months ago? She was like, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet her? No.
We actually did meet her afterwards, yeah.
She's good crack.
She's hilarious, yeah.
Brilliant. And the town I love so well was worthy of Tom's standing ovation on Saturday night in Arklow Bay. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Could we get that now?
Go on. It's up to the big Tom there.
Now, I'll say before we start this, it's the full six verses is roughly 6 minutes long, so...
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Dayton's on next, don't we can...
with a man on the door playing a mother's role, fed the children. A burning pride in the town I love so well. There was music there in the derriere, like a language that we could all. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. For there I spent my youth, and today's rule, I was sad.
That's Goosebumps, all right. Absolutely amazing. Tom, well done. Powerful song, but isn't it?
It is, and it, you know, in today's world, it makes a lot of sense in a lot of places.
It does for everywhere. It's a great, powerful dairy song, people would call it, but it's just an amazing song, and he's just absolutely nailed it. So, congratulations. It wouldn't matter if there's no six verses, Tom, I could listen to it, so he could make up a couple of verses. Beautiful rendition of a powerful, this is Mary Rogers, beautiful rendition of a powerful song. Very well. Very, very well done, lads. It's really great to have local singers and musicians perform Irish songs to a very high standard, top class, from Mary and Bortonport. So well done.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you. Raymond Carlin said, fantastic. It's always and always a proud moment at each show to hear it as a dairyman and to see the audience appreciation at the end is fantastic. Absolutely. So well done. Well done. My fourth time seeing him, someone said, I think Tom would make a fantastic job of singing Marianne Faithfull's Dreaming My Dreams with you.
Oh, it's a lovely song.
It's a good song, that.
Barney McKenna used to sing that.
Did he?
The Dubliners, yeah.
Well, there you are. You mightn't be far off there now. Get the quiet man, Declan, on the mic, sir. Well, Declan was married this year. There's a sort of change in him now, you know. He's very, he's very reserved. Congratulations, Declan.
Oh, thank you.
You're dead on. I hate waking you.
Hello,
Ashley. Oh, you see, you have to get that in. Well, congratulations, anyway. How's married life? Good?
That's the same, really.
I'm married 45 years coming now, and trust me, it'll change. But, for the better. For the better, just in case she's listening. Congratulations, Henry Bush, and as I say, it's been an absolute delight having you here tonight. Went to see the lads in Glasgow on Saturday night, class. And how do you spell the band's name? First time hearing them and blown away. Honor. O-N-O-I-R, which means glory.
Honor.
Honor.
Mm-hmm. There's a fada on the second O.
There's a fada on the second O.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Where did the name come? How did that come? You told us before, but I forget.
I think we wanted something in Gaelic. And we were just searching different words and something that wasn't too long.
The only thing we could pronounce.
It's cheaper if you put it in the poster.
Yeah.
We can all spell.
Yeah.
Very good. No,
but Mahone was no good. No.
It was taken.
Someone really had it. Bright blue rose if possible for my. Where we go, Jimmy? Bright. Where is it? It went, was there somewhere? There we go. Bright blue rose, if possible, for my beloved wifey Dale from Ray Carlin and Derry. Thanks, Ray. Tell Tom and the boys hello from Tommy in Glasgow. Can we have Sweet 16? Ah, well, I'm sure you heard it, Tommy. Paul and Jimmy, great show this evening. Them other four boys aren't too bad. No, sorry, that's what you call music and singing first class. Delighted you have a full programme. Well done, take care. And talk soon. That's from Helen and Mary and Desert Hegney. And absolutely love Dermot and the boys. Great stuff, fella. Making Donegal proud from Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
And there's only big Jared's listening in Malin. Well, that's good to know, Jared. As I say, what is the future? What does the future hold? Keeping you together, I suppose.
But, yeah.
You know, what's the big plan? Keep doing what you're doing, or is there expansion there, or what?
It would be great to keep, definitely keep building it, you know. I suppose the problems that we have now are we were dreaming for these problems 5 years ago, you know. It's you're trying to sell.
Had you always thought about that? Had you always thought about going like in a group as such? Is it something?
Don't know, really. Honestly, I actually don't think I ever did really any of the music I listened to. Was kind of all swing music and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, after doing it in a group, it's hard to imagine trying to do it without it. When you're doing something with your best mates, like the highs are so unbelievably high and then the lows are so unbelievably low.
I know.
But it's great. Yeah. It really is. But the future, please God, will hold continuing to get bigger venues, to see more of the world doing it and run it to the moon and back if we can. Brilliant. You know.
We would love to get one more song
because
we'd like to give our pound of flesh.
Absolutely.
And we'll go after this break. Stay tuned. Final song from Honor after this break. Don't go away.
Good day start with a great morning. Start your day at Kiernan's Bistros in Letterkenny Retail Park. If you're on the road or in the area, drop in for a great coffee and wholesome food. Kiernan's Bistros, proud sponsors of today's 9 till noon show.
Shadehina and Neula Fihid Sawin, Lana Votala Lehag Ul Tauchain Nahaden. Agas Anishan Town Le Foulum, Fina Hirda Hordi Tauchain, Ida Roy Chanter. Lega Megtu Fureir Le Rawa Eanov, Erlana Votala. Shade Vota, Dora. Ka Vota, Eran Neula Fihid Sawin. Ungamishun Tauchain, Commission Navsplach Tauchain Nahaden. Ta Tela Olish, Er Electoral Commission, Punkai E.
It's the Right Price Tiles wood flooring and bathware 70% off sale. Get up to 70% off all your purchases. Up to 70% off all tiles, all wood flooring, all bathware. Everything's reduced in store. The 70% off sale at Right Price Tiles wood flooring and bathware. Stores nationwide. Sale now on.
Luxury is not merely seen or heard or even touched. True luxury is experienced. It lies in the minute details that elevate the ordinary into the extraordinary. It's quiet spoken, but leaves a lasting impression. You know it when you feel it. Luxury begins with L. Lexus. Experience amazing. Discover the all-electrified range at Lexus Letterkenny.
Yeah, welcome back. Highland Radio on a Monday night. Getting busy in here tonight, but thankfully... Onoor have graced us with their presence and have been entertaining you as well as myself, and it's been absolutely amazing, I have to say. Love you guys, can't wait to see you in America. So grateful to Emerald Guitars for introducing us to you. Woo!
It's Jamie.
There you go. Just brilliant. So well done indeed. And American audiences are certainly loving you. What about merch? Do you put out merch?
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts,
hoodies, CD.
Jeremy McGee underpants.
Yeah.
Boxers.
We have had about 10 pairs, actually.
Thrown at you?
Yeah.
I'm not a big seller.
Yeah. We have 9 of them left.
Very good. Tell me this, maybe before we go any further.
Yeah.
Have you been asked for autographs?
We force them upon people at the show, you know.
We just sign the CDs whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
No body parts.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sign in someone's face.
Funny, the accountant always looks for it.
He does.
Hey, Paul and Jimmy, loving the show. Looking forward to seeing them in New York with a big extended family. Yes, from Porrick Byrne. Hey, man, Porrick. Thanks for getting in touch. Good to hear from you, by the way. So there you are. You have an audience and all.
Thank you, Porrick.
In America, I'm pleased to God, you mentioned London earlier on, you know, where people come up to you with family. Not, would you find that big connection in American audiences too?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, even at the festivals last year, like, those folks, especially, say, the folks that are Irish and they went away, there's such a strong sense of community out there.
Yeah.
They're so much more Irish and proud and patriotic when they're away from home, naturally. But even the folks in the States, which everyone knows, like the second generation and all that.
Yeah.
Those folks are so proud of being Irish.
Brilliant.
Some of them are proud of being Irish and they've no Irish at all. They just love it.
They buy the T-shirt and... Yeah.
You should run about. My boy was Irish, good enough.
Yeah.
Right, lads. This next song you're going to do first is the original.
We'll do our own song, sure. We spoke about it earlier. This is our song called Take It From Me.
Brilliant.
And if folks haven't seen the video, we implore you to check it out. It's lovely just to see how many Irish folks are out there trying to make a life for themselves,
You
know, abroad. So this is called Take It From Me.
Well,
the song's available on all streaming platforms as well.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes, don't forget that.
As I write to you, my dear, it's almost been a year since my feet were forced to wander from a lonely bedsit booth to these cold back streets of gloom. My heart is torn asunder. Without pass me by, barely fair to me alive. Won't you look me in the eye if you're a stranger? Is it leave you on your own? Nothing like the folks back home. But at least I am always here. Would you believe me if
I said I haven't seen a drop of rain. And yeah, there's nowhere really quiet like this at home.
Yes, and when the weekend falls, we dance until the scorching sun comes gleaming through the windows and the bottles dry for all we were. It's true as we told. Wish I had the work to pay my way. Can you keep a dream alive when you're trying to survive? I guess I made my bed, so here's where I lay. But you believe me if I say I haven't seen a drop of rain, and there's nowhere really quiet like at home. Yes, and when the weekend falls, dance until the scorching sun comes gleaming through the windows and the bottles right for all we were. The truth be told, the thought of getting home is nowhere near. You can take it from me, things are going well out here.
Yes, and when the weekend falls, we dance until the scorching sun comes gleaming through the windows and the bottles right for all we were. The truth be told, the dark. Yes, I tell myself things are going well out here.
Yeah. Well done. I love that. Well, there's plenty of good writing on you yet, lads. I can see a full album of originals. Listen, it's been an absolute delight. I really thoroughly enjoyed tonight, and I know the listeners did with the response. It's just been amazing. We can't read out all the requests, but you can check them out on the socials afterwards. And
thank you for all your support, lads. Thank you so much. Yeah. And
it's been,
thank you,
it's been amazing. And you know, to come up for us here and do this, we truly appreciate it. Myself and Jimmy, it's been a delight, and we've followed your career. It has us taken off from the north, and we're so proud of you. We really, really are. And
thank you.
Long may it continue. Suppose we may try and get one more. Eh? What about the parting glass?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
We do that because a lot of people are asking for the parting glass. One more time. An oar on the parting glass. Yeah.
They are sorry for
but since it fell unto my Lord, then I should rise and you should know why gently rise and I'll softly call good night. Not be drunk, a man may fight and not be slain, a man may hurt all the pretty girls, and alas, be welcome back again. But since it fell unto my love, should rise and you should know I'll gently rise and I'll softly call good night and joy be with you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink.
Declan and Dermot and Tom and Dean, from all of us, thanks very much. We really appreciate it. And as I say, we can't just wish you nothing but the best of luck going forward. And for you. Audiences that want to know up and coming dates, check out anormusic.com. And Tom, all I can say to you is keep digging them old songs up because they're just amazing. And there's a whole load lying there ready to be reinvented again or rejuvenated again. So well done. Come here. Thanks very much, lad. Anor, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.